There is. Thank you for listening to this audio message from Grace Life Center Charismatic Renewal Ministries. For more information about our church, please visit our website www.gracelifecenter.com or call 657-206-7729.
Break every chain, break every chain. Yeah, to break every chain.
Now, break open your Bible to 2 Kings. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4. So for the last 3 weeks, or for the last 2 weeks, we have been looking at the story of Elisha, the man that had ridiculous faith. 2 weeks ago, I shared with us how his ridiculous faith allowed him to break up his plow and follow Elijah the prophet, to serve the man of God. And I showed us from that word, I said to us that, you know, the key to serving God, the key to faith, rather, the key to faith is serving the Lord. The key to faith is service. The way up is down. Can somebody say the way up is down? Does that make sense to you? The way up is down. The way, what made Elisha a great prophet was because he stooped down to serve another man of God. He stooped to serve another servant of God. And by the time he spent a good portion of his life giving up his business, giving up his career, giving up his wealth in order to serve another prophet, the prophet Elijah, God saw in him the faithfulness to be able to handle the faith that God has. Let me say it again. When God sees the faithfulness in your life, he will be able to release the faith you need for victory. You didn't get it in this place. Over here, I'm sure they're going to get it. Amen. I said that when God sees the faithfulness in your life, he will give you the faith you need for victory.
Amen.
Did you get it now?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Faithfulness unlocks faith for victory. Praise the Lord. So that was the first thing we learned about Elisha. Last Sunday, Pastor Emmanuel preached powerfully to us and shared with us how Elisha instructed some men to dig ditches, and where there was no water, water filled the whole place. Now, one of the big points I took from that service, from that message last week, was that if your challenges draw you closer to God, then there's a blessing in the challenge. Did you hear what I said? When your affliction, when your problems make you to run closer to God, if they draw you closer to God, that problem is a blessing. Did you hear what I said? That problem is a blessing. That's what he shared with us. Amen. That message is on the website already. In fact, I so love that message. I put it up on the website immediately. Amen. And then we also have a summary of it up there. I want to encourage you to go read the summary and also listen to the message. There is nothing too hard for the Lord to do in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so are you in 2 Kings now? 2 Kings chapter 4. I'm trying to find it here.
I got it up on the board.
2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1. So today we are looking at how Elisha's faith helps us to achieve provision. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1. So one day, okay, yeah, thank you, it's up there. One day, the widow of a member of the group of prophets came to Elisha and cried out, "My husband who served you is dead, and you know how he feared the Lord. But now a creditor has come threatening to take my 2 sons as slaves." Praise the Lord. Amen.
So,
What I want to share with us today is a few thoughts from this 2 Kings chapter 4 that I strongly believe will enable us to weather any kind of storm in life. A few mindsets, a few belief systems that if you imbibe them, it doesn't matter what the enemy throws at you, you will come out on the other side victorious. Can I hear amen? It doesn't matter how hard your trial or tribulation may be. I'm saying to you that there are two or three things, if you bear in mind, it will help you to do very well. Pastor. Thank you. So stay with me. Hallelujah. And why am I sharing this? The reason why I'm sharing this with us is because, like they often say, the battle is often won before the first shot is fired. You know that. The war is often won before the first shot is fired. Your business is going to fail or succeed before you even start the business. Marriages will break up or last long before they even enter the marriage relationship. Why? Because it depends on the mindset and attitude you have going into that venture. If you have the right mindset and you have the right attitude, it doesn't matter what comes your way, you will succeed. You know, one of the things the Lord told me, I've shared it with some of us here. God gave me a mindset that has helped me in my own personal life and in my business. And you know what the mindset was? God said to me, God never fails. Men give up. Let me say it again. God never fails. The only thing that happens is that men give up. So when you see a situation that looks like God's word has not come to pass, when you see a situation that looks like you have failed, the truth is that God did not fail. What happened is that somewhere along the food chain, a man has given up on God. That's the mindset that God gave me. And I want to tell you, brethren, it has helped me in my business. Praise the Lord. It has helped me in pastoring this church. Can I hear amen? It helped me in my attitude and relationship with my family. Can I hear amen? So, the point I'm making here is that the attitude, the mindset that you have before you enter into something determines whether that thing will fail or succeed, even before you enter. Can I hear amen? So this message is about helping us to receive, to imbibe, to capture certain attitudes, certain mindsets, certain ways of living that I am confident if you will train yourself to think like this and walk like this, it doesn't matter what the enemy throws at you, you will come out on the other side victorious. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we see it in this passage, that faith produces the attitude that will determine your altitude. Your faith will produce the attitude that will determine how high you will soar. It will determine your altitude. In Jesus' name. How high you will rise is a function of the attitude you have. What are those attitudes? The first one is this. In this story, let me just give us a little background. So we see in this story a widow who came to the prophet. So her husband, who had just passed away, was one of the group of prophets. They call it the school of prophets. And Elisha was the principal or the head prophet in the school of prophets. Now, when her husband passed away, she came to the prophet and said, that the husband owed so much money. And because he owed so much money, the creditors, like Bank of America or Wells Fargo, have showed up and they are saying, we will take your two sons and sell them as bond slaves to pay back the money that he owed. I mean, can you imagine how bad this situation is? Is somebody here with me? Can you imagine how terrible this situation is? The Bible scholars tell us that the prophet mentioned here could be the prophet called Obadiah. If you read in 1 Kings, the story of a man called Obadiah, this man was a man who, because the prophets were being persecuted, he took out of his own living to feed 150 prophets. So, most Bible scholars believe that that's the prophet that is referred to. It's not in the Bible, but that's what they believe. But you can see how somebody who served the Lord, who is doing the work of the Lord, who is giving to the work of the Lord, and there comes to a point in their life where he passes away and the creditors are coming to take the children from the wife. And you know what makes this very terrible? Unlike today, where women can work, in those days, women can work. Amen. Women don't own property. Women don't get inheritance. Women cannot go to any, they stay in the home. The only work that women can do, this woman will not want to go and do that work. Can I hear amen? Amen. That is the situation she found herself, where she didn't have much. But I want to say something to us. The first point I want to make is, what do you do when you do not have much? You act like this woman. She realized that when you do not have what you really want, God is all you really need. Amen. When you do not have what you really want, you will discover that God is all you really need. Amen. Zach, give me the next slide. So we should never allow our problems to keep us from serving the Lord. Because when you don't have what you want, God is all you need. Can I hear amen? Praise the Lord. This prophet, even though he died poor, the Bible said he served the Lord. This woman, the wife of this prophet, she came to the prophet of God because she served the Lord. Amen. Never allow your problems keep you from serving the Lord. Because when you do not have what you want, God is all you need. Can somebody say to your neighbor, say, neighbor, when you do not have what you want, God is all you need. Some people are talk to the next neighbor and say, neighbor, when you do not have what you want, God is all you need. Amen. That message encourages me. Because sometimes we feel overwhelmed. You feel like you are about to give up. You feel like you can't catch a break in life. It's either you are coming out of a problem, or you are in a problem, or you are about to head into a problem. Hallelujah. Amen. Life just throws at you from all angles. Just this week, I got an email from someone, and she said to me, please pray for me. I need prayers. And what did she say she need prayers for? She said herself and her two sons are homeless. I'm like, God. This is in the Baltimore, D.C. area. And I thought I had problems. Hallelujah. Can you imagine someone homeless this last week we passed? With all the snow. And all the cold. And all the sleet. So the next next time your car refuses to start and you feel bad, praise the Lord. Or somebody crosses you on the road and you are like, God, I'm so angry. Amen. In this weather, she wrote and said, can you pray for me? Can you please help me? I need a home for myself and my two sons. My heart broke. Amen. When we come to the point in life when we find that we don't have what we want, we need to have the attitude that God is all you need. So if you have God, it is going to be okay. Therefore, never let the enemy keep you from serving the Lord. Never let the enemy keep you from coming to church. Never let the enemy keep you from participating in Bible study. Never let the enemy keep you from praying. Because in life, when you find that you don't have what you want, you better discover that God is all you need. God is all you need. This prophet and the wife, they knew that God will always come true for them. Can I hear amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says in Psalm 34 verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Praise the Lord. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Can I hear amen? I said, not one of your bones will be broken. I said, not one of your bones will be broken. The afflictions may come from the north. They may come from the south. When you wake up, you may see afflictions. When you are going to bed, you may see afflictions. When you are drinking coffee, you may see afflictions. But here's the promise of the Lord. In all those afflictions, not one of your bones will be broken. If you believe it, shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The next verse says, and the Lord will redeem your soul. The Lord will redeem your soul. That is your emotions. You know what that means? It means though you are crying, you will laugh someday. Because he will redeem your soul. Hallelujah. The Lord will redeem your soul. That is your mind. You know what that means? It means that though it feels like you're about to go out of your mind, he will cause you to be sane again. Hallelujah. The Lord will redeem your soul. Glory.
Hallelujah.
This message is for somebody in this place today. You may have come here downcast. Come here feeling like this world, just end this world, Lord. But I'm here to tell you, it is not over until God says so. I said it's not over until God says so. And here's what the Lord is saying, your bone shall not be broken. In the name of Jesus. Your bones shall not be broken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me tell you how faithful God is to this word. Many of us don't realize this. Do you know that with all the afflictions Jesus faced, his bone was not broken?
Nope.
Hallelujah. His bone was not broken. On the cross, the way the Roman soldiers make sure they finish you is they come and they break your bones. But when they came to Jesus, he had already given up. He had already gone to the Father. And his bone was not broken. Your bone will not be broken. Jesus. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And that's why the Lord says to me that your afflictions will not make you bitter, it will make you better. Amen. I say your afflictions will not make you bitter, it will make you better. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God is about to change your mess to a message. Hallelujah. God is about to change your test to a testimony. If you believe it, shout amen. Amen. When you find that you do not have what you want, you will discover that God is all you need. When you don't have the husband you want, God is all you need. When you don't have the children you want, God is all you need. When you don't have the job you want, God is all you need. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
The second point, so I'm sharing with us what? Attitudes that I want you to imbibe. Lifestyle, I want you to start to learn. And the first one is to imbibe this attitude, imbibe this mindset. When you see challenges, when you see difficulties, you say, I may not have what I want, but God is all I need.
Amen.
You say to yourself over and over and over again, it will see you through that difficulty. The second one is that, what do you do when you do not have much? The second point is the second attitude. Stop waiting for what you want. Start working with what you have.
Amen.
I think somebody here is listening to me. Stop waiting for what you want. Start working with what you have. No, I think it's over here. Over here, right? Stop waiting for what you don't have. Start working with what you have.
Amen.
Does that make sense? Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! That's what this woman did. That's what this prophet Elisha showed to this woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. Look at verse 2. When she came to Elisha the prophet in 2 Kings chapter 4, Elisha asked her, "What can I do to help you?" Elisha asks, "Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Nothing at all, except a flask of oil," she replied. What do you do when you don't have much? What do you do when you're in a tight spot? What do you do when you are in a difficult situation? Stop waiting for what you don't have. Start working with what you have. And you see it in two ways in this place. The first is you see it in the prophet himself. When he came to the prophet did not say, this is problem. I don't know, what are we going to do? Should we call the bank manager? What did the prophet say? How can I help? Why does the prophet make that statement? Why does Elisha say, what can I do to help you? Because Elisha knows that he is carrying the source of all wealth. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Elisha knows that he is carrying the king of the universe. Elisha knows that what is inside of him can solve any problem. Do you know what is inside of you? I don't know who I was sharing with the other day, and I said, do you know that you are carrying the maker of the universe? Do you know that? Did you know that you are carrying the maker of the universe? The one that made the gold and the silver and the diamonds and the platinum and the uranium and the poloniums. The one that made the cattle on the thousand hills. The one that made the corn and wheat. The one that made the sun, the moon, and the stars. Do you know that that being is not in heaven? That being is where? In you. So, brethren, Elisha shows us when you wake up, you should ask the Lord, who can I help today? Hallelujah! Yeah. Is somebody with me? Yeah. You see, the challenge we have is that we are so need conscious, we are not seed conscious. You are so conscious of what you need, you don't realize what you are carrying. You don't realize that you are carrying a gift. You are carrying treasures that somebody in this world somewhere needs. Can I hear amen? Elisha says, what can I do to help you? I made it my motto. I will always say that. You know, sometimes when I think, what? You are not God. You can't do everything. I'm not God, but God is in me. Amen. Hallelujah. What can I do to help? Who can I help? I have found out in life that activating the mindset of helping someone unleashes out of you things you never knew you had. Abilities, wisdoms, insights. Can I hear amen? That's why Robert Kiyosaki, who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, if you have read that book, I read that book when I was a teenager. Amen. And I'm reading it again now. And one of the statements he made in that book, he says, the key to unleashing the creativity in you is to stop using this phrase, I cannot. Each time you say, we cannot, I cannot, your brain shuts down. But if you flip that phrase and say, how can I? How can I? Your brain begins to work. Hallelujah. When you say, how can I be a loving husband? Instead of saying, this marriage cannot work, say, how can this marriage work? Can I hear amen? Instead of saying, my job is not working, you say, how can I make it work? Hallelujah. The moment you say it cannot, your brain, your mind, the God in you shuts down. But once you say, how can I? All of a sudden, you're giving the Holy Ghost a chance to operate. Can I hear amen? When this church said, how can we minister to the city? For so long, we had said, we are not big enough. We cannot. And because we said we cannot, we are not. Hello? As long as we said we could not, we were not. Then one day, something occurred to us and said, how can we? And then somebody said, well, why don't you start with a food pantry? Oh, I said, no, the food pantry, we cannot. So we then went to Maryland Food Bank. That's what we first went to. Myself, Sister Ijeoma, we went there. After listening to the whole teaching in Maryland Food Bank, we came out feeling like we cannot. Because they said, you have to do so, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to, for you to be able to get food from the food bank. So we came out and said, we cannot. But you know what, Sister Ije and I said, thank God for Sister Ije, amen. She said, Pastor, we can. Amen. Amen. You know what? Let's just start by going to find what we can do. And brethren, when we started, I just realized, look, this thing is really nothing. With $200, $300 a month, we discovered that we can provide food for so many people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you begin to say, how can I? Who can I help? What do I have? Paul Peter came to the man at the gate. He said, silver and gold I do not have. But what I have, I give to you. Yeah. When you do not have what, stop waiting for what you want. Start working with what you have. Amen. Make yourself available. Make what you have available. Praise the Lord. So that you can unleash the power that is inside of you. But if you look at that verse, you will see that it took a while for that woman to understand this principle. That you don't wait for what you want. You start working with what you have. When the prophet asked her, "What do you have in your house?" You know what she said? She said, "Nothing at all." Praise the Lord. Nothing at all. Then maybe her young child reminded her, "But mommy, we have this small jar of oil there." She said, "Oh, yeah. Except that small jar of oil." Nothing at all. Amen. And you know what the Lord told me? The Lord said to me that many of us, we fail to enjoy what we have because we agonize over what we don't have. We fail to enjoy what we have because we agonize over what we want. Amen. Think about it. What you don't have blinds you to what you have. Can you imagine that? What is not there is so big, you can't see what is there. And that mindset hinders you from starting with what you have. Amen. Some of us, we see all the kids that we don't have instead of looking at the kids that we have. You see the husband you don't have instead of the one that you have. You see the wife you don't have. "Ah, I wish to my wife. Why are you not like sister this? Why are you not like sister that?" But don't you see how the person? God always starts from what you have, not from what you want, to bring you what you need. That favor. God always starts from what you have, not from what you want, to bring you what you need. So, you know, an assignment I will ask you to make today: take out a sheet of paper and list all that you have. Make a list. I have a degree. It's a poor degree, but I have it. Praise the Lord. Don't say I don't have enough. I have a car. I have a house where I live. I have two daughters. I have two sons. I have my health. I have eyes that are full vision, 20/20 vision. Just make a list of what you have. And all of a sudden, you will discover, "Oh my God, I have it all! Hallelujah! Yeah. I have it all!" Just make a list of what you have. Make a list of what your husband has. Make a list of what your daughter has. You know, the day you learn what your daughters or what your son have, and all you do is to speak that to them, all of a sudden, you will see their life will change. Praise the Lord. If you're here, say amen. Is somebody getting blessed this morning? It's very quiet here. Amen. If you're here, shout hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what do you do when you do not have much? What do you do when you're in a tough situation? Stop waiting for what you want. Start working with what you have. Brethren, let me tell us something about olive oil. That small jar of olive oil. Olive oil is used for cooking. Olive oil is used for anointing in services. Olive oil is used for lamps, for light. Olive oil is used to preserve metal, to keep them from rust. olive oil is put on leather so that the leather does not break up, your leather chairs and your leather seats. Olive oil is used as moisturizer. Praise the Lord. Shall I go on with what olive oil can? So she said, I have nothing at all. But if you make a list of what she had all that she needed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our God is a specialist in using little things to do great things. Little in the hand of God will do mighty things. Can I hear amen? Amen. Oh, Pastor, I don't know enough Bible. The one you know is enough. Oh, Pastor, I'm not anointed. The anointing you have is more than enough. Praise the Lord. Just make to the Lord. And that leads me to my third and final point. Amen. The prophet said to her, what do you do when you are in a tough situation? What do you do when you are afflicted? What mindset must you have so that you can come from a place of lack to a place of provision? Offer God what you have and trust Him to give you what you need. Offer God what you have and trust Him to give you what you need. The prophet said to her, go and get empty vessels. I'm rounding up. Borrow empty vessels. Then take this small oil that you have and do what? And start giving it away to the empty vessels. When you offer what you have to God, God then takes that little and multiplies it. Praise the Lord. There's somebody in this place today, you need to offer your life to God. Because when you offer that life to God, God then multiplies that life. The Bible said, as long as there were empty vessels, and she was offering, and she was offering, and she was offering, the oil never ran dry. Your oil will never run dry. I said your oil will never run dry. That which you have, offer it to the Lord. Give your life to the Lord. Give your time to the Lord. Make yourself available. We have said now that we are putting together these 40 days or 49 days of time with the Lord. And some of us are saying, I don't know if I'll have time for that. You know what the real issue is? The issue is that you have given your time to something else that you are trusting more than God. Because if you trust God, you will know that 1 hour or 2 hours a week you give to Him is not going to kill you. In fact, He will multiply that 2 hours you give to Him. Can I hear amen? Amen. I remember one of those days, somebody said this word to me when I was a teenager growing up, and I think I was in high school or college. And you know what he said to me? He said, okay, Zia, I don't understand you. I said, what's the issue? He said, it's like you spend all your time reading the Bible, and yet, when the exams come, you will beat all of us in the exam. When you do the test, you top the class. But all you do is, all we see you do is read the Bible. But when the test come, you top the class. But when we see you, you are reading the Bible or you are praying. And then when the test come, you top the class. Amen. They didn't know the secret. Can I hear? You want to know the secret? You want to know the secret? Hallelujah. It's even a secret I'm applying right now in my job. Because every day, every week, I am constantly battling a decision. Should I spend this 1 hour to prepare for church? Do a message, send a text message, call someone, minister to someone, pray to someone? Or should I spend that 1 hour to do some work for my client? And if I do the work for my client, I will send them a bill of $200 an hour. I'm constantly making that choice. And so every time you get a text from me, I've made the decision not to work for the client. Amen.
Thank you.
I am constantly battling that. Constantly. Do I pray? Do I read the Bible? Do I focus on the things of God? Or should I do this work for this client and then send them a bill later and then make some money? Because you know, most of us know I work for myself. But I have discovered the principle of when you offer it to the Lord, He will bring you what you need. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Every hour I give to the Lord, I end up doing the client's work in 15 minutes. Praise the Lord. And then I still build them for an hour. Can I hear amen? Because God is able to give me the wisdom and the insight and the understanding to finish in a shorter amount of time what will normally take 2 or 3 hours to do. And so I always meet my deadlines. And so I'm always able to submit my invoices to my clients. Because I'm meeting the deadlines. But the secret, the reason why I was reading the Bible but topping the class is because after reading the Bible, I receive an anointing. Amen. So when I go to the textbook, I say, Lord, where is the text going to come out from? And I ask the Lord, I say, Lord, tell me. Where would the professor, you know, the professor, if there are 200 pages or 300 pages in the textbook, they're not going to ask questions from the 300 pages. They've gone through the 300 pages and they've selected where the questions will come from. So I go to the Lord and I say, Lord, where will the professor set the questions from? The Lord will say page 17, page 95, page 200, and page 50. So I study page 17, page 95. Page 200 and page 300. And then I get to the exam and I top the class. By being diligent in offering your life to the Lord. Because when you don't have what you want, you will discover that God is all you need. God wants you to succeed. I'm not lazy in my work. I'm very diligent. I put the time that I need to put in. But I also don't forget that it is not my client that is my source. It is God that is my source. It is not my wisdom that is my source. It is God that is my source. Elisha told the woman, take what you have and pour it away. Because as you pour it away, as you offer it to the Lord, multiply. He will visit you. I don't know if there's somebody here who has been holding back their life. Holding back their talents. Holding back their hearts from the Lord. If you will it to Him, you will discover that when you don't have what you want, Jesus is all you need. Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through, use it for your glory, Lord. I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you. Your glory, Lord. Self, if you are in this place and you want to get right with Jesus, you want to make your peace with Jesus, walk out of this place without making sure that you have offered him your all, that he might give you his all. Or you are listening to this message on the internet or on CD, you want to make a decision for Jesus. I want you to just, all eyes closed and all heads bowed, just raise your hand. I'll ask you to raise your hand, then I'll ask you to put it down. Just raise your hand to signify that you are making that decision for Jesus. And then I'll ask you to put your hand down and I'll pray with you. Hallelujah. Anybody? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you are making that decision right now, I want you to just say this after me. Lord Jesus, I am tired of winning my own life. I'm tired of running my own life. Come take my life and surrender it to you. I surrender it to you. I receive you as my Savior and as my Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to know that if you just made that prayer out of the sincerity of your heart, Jesus is welcoming you into his house right now. Hallelujah. Jesus is calling you his servant. Jesus is calling you his child, his daughter, his son. And so I want you at the end of this service to make sure you see me, so we can give you the next steps in your walk with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. The next group of people I want to pray for as many of us in this place who need a supernatural encounter like this woman had. I need one. A visitation from God that will turn your little jar of olive oil to dozens and thousands of jars of oil. That will turn your life of solitude into a life of love and relationships. That will turn your challenge in finances, in looking for a job. That will turn it around and say, Lord, here I am. Some of us, we need healing in our body. The power of the Lord is here to heal. God is starting right now with what you have. I just want you to raise up your hands in heaven. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I release unto you the favor of the Lord. I release unto you the presence of the Lord. I release unto you the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will take the little that you have and make it so big. It will bring you to where you need to be. It will bring you the healing that you need in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you are doing right now. Thank you, Lord, for breaking bondages. Thank you for setting captives free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the break. Thank you, Lord, for the dew of heaven. that's coming upon our lives, each and every one of us right now, refreshing us, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for your visitation. We give you glory, we give you praise. Just let them begin to say, Lord, I thank you. Just let them begin to thank him. There's some of us in this place, the Lord is saying to you, you know what the Lord is asking you to give. Maybe it's your talent. Someone in this place, the Lord is saying, make your talent available. Somebody in this place, the Lord is saying, make your time available. The Lord needs you in his house. The Lord needs you. The Lord says, I want to use you in Friends Day. I want to use you at Easter Sunday. I want to use you for the women's program. Say, Lord, here I am. Wholly available. I will serve you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Lord, I pray for every single one who has heard this message. May their lives never remain the same. Lord, may they come into the place where every battle they face, they will win. Because, Lord, they have gotten the right mindset. The mind that knows that when they do not have what they want, God is all they need. The mind that knows that they will not wait for what they want, but they will start with what they have. And the mind that knows that when you offer what you have to God, he will multiply it and bring you to what you need.
In the name of Jesus. There is.
Thank you for listening to this audio message from Grace Life Center Charismatic Renewal Ministries. For more information about our church, please visit our website www.gracelifecenter.com or call 657-206-7729.
Break every chain, break every chain, yeah, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.